I want to tell you, this show is a runaway beer truck careening downhill out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
The people of America have been overcharged. And on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Alright, quit sweating bullets. I'm back. It's time to get Hoffmanized. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman, right here, right now. You're listening to the Big Money. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves' only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it has been a couple of weeks since I've been on the air, and I duly apologize, but we had some legal problems last week. We got everything squared away. We're back on the air, and just to make sure everything goes smooth and to pay back for not being here last week, I believe we have something to give away here on this show, so stay near the phone. By the way, to be part of the show, you can dial 407-831-9675, that's 831-WORL, or #660 on your Singular cellular phone, which is a free call, by the way. And I'm joined, as usual, by the second most important man in radio, none other than Chuck the Producer. How are you doing today?
All right. Did you say legal problems?
Yeah, well, we got things squared away, and we're back on the air. They're not going to keep me off the air one way or another. We'll do it. And if you can't hear me here, you can hear me every Friday night on my show on the Internet. Just check out the website, thebigmoney.com, and how you been doing? I hear you kind of quit smoking.
Well, I'm almost there. Excuse me. I'm close. I've been taking Wellbutrin, which is it's like an antidepressant, but they say it works to quit smoking. It's prescribed by a doctor. It's similar to Zyban. You've heard of that?
I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've heard a couple of people say they took it. A couple of people here at the station actually have taken it to quit smoking.
Maybe we're gonna get John to take it. Does he smoke?
No, but he needs to.
I think he needs an antidepressant
or something.
Yeah.
But I started taking this, and a couple of days I just kept smoking. That's what they told me to do. And a couple of days in, I didn't want cigarettes as bad. And I was smoking five or less, and then now I'm to the point where I just smoked one cigarette yesterday.
Well, you're going to continue to still buy cigarettes, aren't you?
Well,
I mean, you do have to do it for the children. I mean, we don't want the children to go without medical supplies, you know, and money when they go into hospitals, and that's what smoking is, the tax on smoking cigarettes.
So one of the main reasons I have to quit is because it just costs way too much.
Oh, that's what it is. Well, luckily you don't live in New York City. I hear in New York City it's like $7 for a pack of cigarettes.
I wish there was $7 here to make it easier to quit.
Well, you can just buy them through the Internet. Not that I'm telling anybody to go to the Internet to buy your cigarettes, but that would be the cheap way to do it. But
Philip Morris stock or something?
Yeah, well, congratulations. I hope everything works out.
Yeah, you know, thanks.
And
I already feel like a little better.
Well, that's good, I guess. You'll be a little more healthy, at least.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get, you know, that month or a couple months down the road where
you're
just
free all the way.
I can breathe, and I can taste stuff again.
Yeah, you can use that money then, instead of buying cigarettes, you can start buying beer, you know, and hard liquor.
Start buying beer.
There you go.
That'll just make me want to smoke more.
If you're just tuning in for the first time, you're listening to The Big Money. It's the only show, folks, that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. And boy, do you have a target on your back, and they're coming after you. But luckily, I will take the world upon my shoulders to do what you don't have time to do. Since you're out there making money, since you're out there creating wealth for America and the rest of the world, may I say, I will take it upon myself to carry the load to protect your right to keep your profits. Unlike Jack Welch, who I thought at one time was America's best CEO, of course he's the CEO of GE, I'm not sure if everybody knows that, but Jack Welch, the other day, denounced making a profit. Well, not in those terms, but we'll talk about that. We also have a lot of stuff in the news. We're going to be talking about marriage. It's another subject here that we'll talk about with Chuck here. We'll just kind of get him to the side a little bit here. We're going to talk about marriage, how it keeps you sane. And then we're going to talk a little bit about women. Why do women talk so much? Well, I might have the answer. We'll get that in there. There's problems happening out in California, of all places. I mean, it's not that they have problems out in California, but boy, they have one brewing up. We're going to be talking about the union out there in California and how it might put a stop to some of your supplies. If you're a businessman out there and you get supplies from California, you might have problems. Or if you get them from the rest of the world, may I say, you might have problems coming up here soon. So we'll be talking about that, and we're also going to be talking about the entrepreneurial spirit. It is suffering. There's a lot of people who now don't feel like going into business from themselves, and it's not because of the economy. It's because of the target, I said, that's on your back. The big gonads up in Washington, I call them the big gonads because, you know, we hear people like Daschle and Trent Lott and all these other people calling like big oil, you know, big lumber, big pharmaceuticals. Well, the guys up in Washington, I call them the big gonads. I do that because they have to prove they have bigger gonads than the American businessman. So anytime I use the term big gonads, you know I'm talking about Congress up there. It's not that I'm anti-government. Don't make that mistake, folks. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-bad government. And I'm here to bring capitalism to America. That's what the problem is. What we need to do is bring capitalism to America, not blame it for the problems we have, because it's not here to begin with, folks. And everybody wants to know, why does the rest of the world hate America? And everybody's trying to figure it out. Is it our foreign policy? You know, is it because we're too rich? We don't share enough of our money? Well, no, you're not going to hear political correctness here, because I'm going to blame it on fat people. I know, you're probably saying, how in the hell is it fat people? Why do the rest of the world hate America because of fat people? Well, it's not just fat people, it's poor fat people. Yeah, I'll explain it a little later. And what else do we have in the news? Oh, we got all kinds of stuff going on here. As I said a couple weeks ago, I was talking about my view of American education. Well, here in Orlando, Florida, in Orange County, we just voted on a half-cent penny tax raise for our schools. And taxes are going up because it's for the children. Well, big business is getting tired of dumping a lot of money into public schools and not getting a return out of it. So they're pretty unhappy. And it looks like the American corporations are going to start pulling money out of the schools, the public schools, because they're not getting their bang for the buck. So we got all kind of things happening today. And we're going to do it, and we're going to give something away. Chuck, are you with me today, Chuck?
I am.
Do we have anything to give away? Because I want to make it up for my listeners who tuned in last week and didn't hear this fantastic voice, the voice of capitalism, and I want to give them something
away. We've got a few things to give away. I know I have one gift certificate to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill, which happens to be a great place to check out the Seminoles and the Dolphins game this weekend.
Which is on this radio station, right?
Yeah, which is on this radio station, yeah. But if you want to go
Money Watch Radio Network.
Want to go down to the sports bar and check the game out, cool. Either game, you can go to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. I have $15 off your purchase.
Here's the problem. You can get $15 certificate, and you got to answer this question. The person that can get the closest to this question, the closest to the answer, we'll give them this certificate. I want you to pretend right now that you're the average taxpayer, the average American taxpayer, okay? I don't want you to think that you're a rich taxpayer or a person who doesn't pay taxes. Let's just average it out. You're the average American taxpayer. And here's the question. How quick does the government spend all the taxes that you've paid over a lifetime? Okay, I want you to tell me, how quick does the government pay or use your taxes? How quick can they spend it? All the taxes that you pay in your whole lifetime, how quick does government spend it? So that's the question. If you want a $15 certificate to go to a bar and watch a great football team, I want you to call up 831-9675. That's 831-WORL or #660 on your Singular wireless cell phone, which is a free call. And there's one more subject we're going to bring up later on the show. Excuse me. And that's the what should replace the Twin Towers in New York City? Should we put a memorial there What should we do? So we'll have that later on. So if you want to call, it's 831-9675.
Did you hear about that one memorial they put up?
Statue. Is that what you're talking about?
Of the woman?
I'll bring that up.
Man.
Because a lot of people have a hard time understanding what art is. We'll bring that up. Hey, we got a lot going on today here on The Big Money, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority. We're going to take a quick break. You want to tune in to the break, because that's the most important part of this show. Not just me, it's our sponsors. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get this show started. And it feels great to be back on the air again. So stick around.
And now, back to the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
And the number to be part of the show is 407-831-9675. That's 831-WORL or #660 on your singular cellular phone. And by the way, if you want to give me an email, if you're a little bit embarrassed to get on the radio here with me, you can email me jd@thebigmoney.com. That's thebigmoney.com. Anytime, I'll take any questions, any comments you have. And I want to, real quick here, get to this point that Chuck brought up just a few minutes ago about this statue. I'm sure a lot of people heard about it, about this falling woman that fell out of the Twin Towers, and they had this sculpture showing her hitting the ground head first, and I guess they put it out there by the Rockefeller Center, and a lot of people are a little disgusted with it, and a lot of people are calling this art, artwork, you know, and a lot of people have a hard time defining what is art, and, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, just because it's art doesn't mean you have to like it.
That's true, but I'll give you a definition of art. I can do it. I'm being the man. I can define art, and I can tell you this is not a piece of art.
Okay, let's
hear it. This is pretty much a piece of crap. You know, somebody says that this is a memorial to somebody. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody memorializing death. I always thought that we memorialize life. I mean, that's what we do here on this earth. We're here one time, and when we're gone, it's all over with. So there's no reason to memorialize death. Artwork is easy to define. It is anything that shows man as something that we ought to be. You know, something we can be. Heroic. You know, it's anything that shows man being a heroic being. It's not showing how degrading we can be. How ugly we can be. I mean, do you think that a picture of a car wreck in a newspaper is art? No. That shows real life. Art is not real life. Art is what man should be and could be. And showing a woman falling out of a building, cracking her head open on the sidewalk, is not showing man as a heroic being. It shows him being degraded.
The guy must be spacey or something. I mean, what's he thinking? Really thinking that people are going to accept that?
It makes no sense. I mean, we see that on the pictures. We saw people jumping out of the building. We saw people hitting the ground. There's pictures of that all around. Anybody can do that. Artwork is something that you can't see. It's something that what man ought to be and can be. Look at David by Michelangelo, the statue. It's a great statue. It shows what a perfect man can be. I want you to think of the Mona Lisa. It's a nice picture. It's a great picture. It's an art. But imagine the Mona Lisa with a big cold sore right on her lip. Would you call that art? No, you call that disgusting. Okay, so this artwork that this artist, as they call him, made, is not artwork. It's a piece of crap. It's anything that anybody can do. Art is a thing that very few people can do. So I just want to get that out of the way. And while we're talking about that, let's talk about the memorializing the Twin Towers. What should be put there? Well, Mayor Giuliani wants to put a library there or a memorial to memorialize death. We don't do that. We memorialize life. That's what should be done. And what we got to do is build a tower that's at least as tall as the Twin Towers, if not taller. Remember, the people that were in this tower were there to work, to create wealth, not only for this country, but for the rest of the world. If you got any say on that, you can be part of the show. It's 407-831-9675. 831-WRL, #660 on your singular cellular phone. And don't forget, we're giving away a gift certificate, $15, to the first person who can correctly guess about how long it takes the government to spend the taxes that you pay in a lifetime. The average American, I don't want the amount of the taxes. I want to know how quick does the government spend your taxes. So we'll be talking about that. Now we're going to go to AJ here on line one real quick, and we'll take his call. Welcome to the show, AJ. How you doing?
What's up, JD?
You might need to turn down your radio there if you don't mind, sir.
Okay, let me move.
And you want to talk about what, the Twin Towers?
I want to talk about the Twin Towers, because I'm from New York City.
Let's hear it.
Originally. Why not memorialize what took place on 9-1-1?
I don't have no problem with that. I don't have a problem putting a plaque up or, you know, designating a floor or something. But what needs to be built there is we need to, again, memorialize life. You know, we don't memorialize Lincoln's death or George Washington's death.
Yeah.
We, you know, that's not a holiday. What we memorialize is life. That's what this world, that's why we're on this earth, is to live.
Well, why wouldn't it be, if we memorialize, why not it being new life?
Exactly.
In other words, why can't we make 9-1-1 a national holiday?
Because I just can't imagine.
You're not
doing
celebrating
that.
Death.
That's what happened on that day. 3,000 people died on that day. 3,000 people who went to work to create wealth, not only for their families and their companies and the country, but for the world. You know, I got to remember what America is about. You got to remember why the rest of the world hates us. It's because we're the first country who came up with the phrase to make money. We're the first country who said, you can be born poor in this country, but you can die rich. No other country could do that before America came around. These guys who can't build an airplane stole one of ours and drove it into a building they can't design because of envy.
Yeah,
and fat people, by the way.
Is December 7th a holiday?
December 7th is not a holiday.
Okay.
Some people, you know,
well,
take
Pearl
it as a holiday.
Yeah,
that was Pearl Harbor Day, yeah.
Right.
But it's not a national holiday.
Yes, it is. Well, it's D-Day. It's D-Day, isn't it?
No, I don't think it was. That's the first. That's when we got attacked. Is on holiday, but we're not talking about Pearl Harbor. We're talking about September 11th.
Exactly.
September 11th
well,
for everybody. You know, I could see, you know, taking a moment of prayer, but not making a national holiday. Again, I don't want to memorialize death. I'm not here on this earth to memorialize death.
I am not saying memorialize death. These people gave up their lives.
They didn't even know about it. They were working when a bunch of fanatics drove an airplane into it. What we need to do is rebuild the building and make it bigger and stronger. That's like giving these guys the big finger. And that's what we ought to be doing.
Okay, what about that Flight 93 that went down to Pennsylvania?
Those guys were heroes for trying to take control of that airplane. And
exactly.
They didn't do it in order to kill themselves. They did it in order to live.
Right. So, you know, why not just make 9-1-1, you know, some sort of holiday.
I think the best thing you could do, and thanks for the call, AJ, by the way, the best thing we can do is to build a building that's as tall, if not taller. That is how we memorialize these people. You can be part of the show. It's 407-831-9675, #660 on your singular cellular phone. And again, we're still giving away a gift certificate. If you can tell me how quick your government spends your taxes that you pay over a lifetime, you'll be amazed on how long it takes them to spend your money. And Chuck, are you back with me?
I'm back with you.
How are you doing in there?
I'm doing okay. Got a lot going on.
Okay. Well, you're not smoking a cigarette, so that's good.
No, but I feel like I need one.
Okay. Well, we'll take care of that in a minute, maybe. You know, marriage keeps you sane?
No, I don't believe
that. Are you married, by the way?
No, I'm not.
You feel safe saying that over the air?
Nah, well, might as well be married.
But you do have a significant other.
Yes.
Okay. A report here says that marriage keeps you sane. New research dispels the old myth that marriage improves men's mental health but drives the women they marry crazy. The report to be released today shows that women who are married, have children, and who are in the workforce are at least likely to suffer, least likely to suffer mental disorders, while unmarried, childless, unemployed men are the most at risk.
Huh.
So, you know, if you want to be sane, now's the time to get married.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Your significant other is not listening today, is she?
No. I don't believe that, though. I mean, I'd like to know who they studied, because they probably studied men who were 50, who were bummed, that they could never find a woman. Of course.
You're not talking about John, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
know, they could not find a woman or something like that. And of course, those guys are going to be bummed out because they can never find a mate.
That's probably, well, they can get on Jerry Springer. You can find all the mates you want there.
Yeah.
And by the way, since we are speaking about women and marriage, and by the way, I love my wife. She keeps me sane. Without her, I don't know where I'd be. Excuse me. There's another report here. You know why women talk more than men?
Why?
You're not going to believe this.
Probably not.
You know, I got this off the internet, so I don't know if I should believe it or not, but I did some research, and it seems to be true. Women talk more than men, not because we're married to them. No, they talk more because they know more words. I mean, they have a bigger
vocabulary.
Yeah, see, that's it. They have a bigger vocabulary. A German psychologist claims that women talk more than men because they know twice as many words.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can make twice as many sounds, bodily sounds, with our eyes. So I think we got them on that one.
Right.
Yeah, but no, they, let's see, it says the average woman has a vocabulary of around 23,000 words, but men use and only recognize only half this number. And I think John is even half of that. But that seems to be the reason. They just, they know more words than us. And I've known a lot of women that know a lot more words than me. It makes me scared. But I thought that was interesting. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about why the rest of the world hates us. Okay. And it's because of fat people. Poor fat people, believe it or not. I know. I didn't believe that either. I did some research, did some looking around, and that's what seems to be the problem. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to get real quick about the union. We'll use that other guy's word, union thugs, and why businesses don't feel comfortable giving money to public schools anymore. So we got a lot more coming up. We're only halfway through the show. It's hard to believe this time is just flying by. And don't forget, we still have that question if you want to win a $15 gift certificate to a pub.
Sidelines. Sports Bar and Grill.
And we appreciate them giving us the certificate, so make sure that, you know, you tell them you heard it here on WRL. And all I want to know is how fast you think the American government spends your taxes that you've paid over a lifetime. So we got a lot going on still. And I might even do this one joke about the Catholic woman here. I don't know. We'll see if we can get away with it. That and a lot more, and we're going to talk about Jack Welch, who it seems to have really, really put a target on your back. So we got a lot to cover here in the next half hour. It feels great to be back on the air, by the way. Again, you are listening to The Big Money, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. And you can be part of the show right after the break here at 831-WORL. Or for all you college grads, it's 831-9675-660 on your singular cellular phone, which is a free call, by the way. And you can email me, jd@thebigmoney.com. And don't forget to listen to our advertisers, because they keep this kind of show on this great radio station, WRL 660 AM, the Money Watch Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the BIG Network
on WORL. I'm just now getting cranked up, folks. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Big Money right here on WORL, the Money Watch Radio Network, home of the Dolphins. All right. Hey, Chuck, you still doing your show on Friday nights there?
Of course.
All right, good man. How's it turning out?
So far, so good.
Can you pull me up just a little bit? It's getting just...
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
that sounds a little better. All right, yeah. Yeah, if anybody out there is for local sports, it's high school sports, right? That's all you're doing right now, high school football?
Yeah, high school football.
Right. You got to tune in on this station Friday night starting at 8 o'clock, is it now?
7.
7?
Yeah, kickoff's at 7:30. We do pregame.
Oh, okay. So from 7 to like midnight.
Till midnight, 5 hours.
Pure high school sport.
It's tiring, but yeah.
That's great. That's great. This is the place. Don't tune into those other stations. Come on. You know, those guys, they don't give a damn about local sports. Station right here, WORL 660 AM is where you want to tune in on Friday nights. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I'll try and keep my opinions to myself about those other stations. but
we won't even mention the other stations.
We will not.
How's the website doing?
It's okay. You can check out sportsradioactive.com, and you can get, you know, coaches,
cool.
Rosters, schedules. You can find out everything about any team in Orange, Seminole, or Osceola County.
This is the station that cares for children.
That's okay. Right.
This is the show that cares for children.
That's
I am
right.
Doing this show for the children, folks.
You're doing it for the children?
I'm doing it for the children.
One last thing.
Sure.
This Friday, Oak Ridge versus Boone.
Who's going to win?
Boone's a favorite.
All right.
It's a district rivalry. They're both undefeated right now. The only team in the district that are 2-0, and they go head-to-head this Friday. It's going to be a good game.
Great. So if you got kids in school, tune into the station. You guys need to visit the sponsors for this station, because this station is going to take over all those other crappy stations that, you know, the big conglomerates own. You know, those big, well, I guess we can call them big radio, even though I'm supposed to be on their side. I am, you know, for the big business. But sometimes it's the little guys where you get the better stuff at, you know. Yeah, what can we say? Okay, I'm frothing here. I'm getting a headache because what I heard just 2 days ago from who at one time was my hero. Oh, by the way, you want to be part of the show? It's 407-831-WORL. Or for college grads, it's 831-9675. Or for John, if he's listening, #660 on your singular cellular phone, which is a free call, by the way. You can't beat that. So give us a call here. And we're still trying to give away that $15. If you can tell me how quick your government spends the taxes you pay over a lifetime, just call 831-9675. Person get the closest will get $15. And boy, am I pissed at Jack Welch, the former CEO of GE. This man was my hero. He's probably one of America's best, if not the best, CEO of a company. And boy, did he really pull a bad one on us. But before I get to that, because I gotta calm down, I gotta get my blood pressure down just a little bit here. We're going to take Paul on line one here, and hopefully he won't get me up anymore here. How you doing, Paul? Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. You got your five-second delay button on? You might
just
be needing it.
Just watch yourself, sir.
Okay.
We can trace this call. We know where you're at. We got union thugs that work for us and come down there and just rip that phone right out of your hand, so you be careful.
Well, I'm here to tell you, the government's money, they already spent it. It's all gone.
How quick?
That quick. Quicker than you can say that, and you're a professional broadcast.
Well, I'm going to give this certificate to you, sir, for the main reason that you're correct. It takes less than a second for the government to spend all the taxes that you pay over the lifetime.
I can believe it, baby.
Are you believing that? Less than a second. That's how much these guys spend your money, and what do you get out of it? What have you gotten from your government besides red tape?
And pork. I got pork.
Oh, that's great.
You know what else? You know why they do that to us?
Why do they do that to us?
Because they're dirty rat bastards.
They are dirty rat bastards. Now, again, you know, I'm not anti-government. I'm just anti-bad government. You know, isn't it amazing? Hey, have you been watching the, you know, we have an election coming up here pretty soon, Paul. And have you noticed that all the campaign ads, they're going after businesses. They're saying, you know, if you elect me, I'm going to make sure that businessman doesn't get away with fraud.
Yes, and that McBride, he makes me cranky, too.
Oh, yeah, you know, we got now two old white men running for the governorship. I can't believe it. It's starting to piss me off. I hope you're as pissed as I am.
What's so different about that?
What they need is a third white guy, then they can have the ghostly trio.
There you go. Hey, Paul, I'm going to let you talk to Chuck here, our producer. He's going to give you a $15 gift certificate. Thanks for being part of the show, and you're correct. It takes less than a second for your government to spend all the taxes that you pay over a lifetime. Isn't that disgusting? And what gets me about the government is that every new bill they introduce up there in Washington, those big gonads up there, every bill is new spending. So what do you got to do if you have new spending? If you don't get rid of the old spending, you have to raise taxes. So every time somebody introduces a new bill in Washington, that's more money coming out of your pocket that you can't give to your children, that you can't go and eat a decent meal because you got to pay for the new bills for those guys up in Washington to pass new laws. And now here in Florida, we have two old white men on the Democratic Party running for the governorship. And I always thought that that was the party for the average working guy. And I thought that they were for non-discrimination. I thought they were for the minorities. But look what we have running for the governorship on the Democratic side. Two old white men who are going to stick it where the sun don't shine to you, especially if you're a businessman. There's another guy running for office. He's some lawyer. I'm going to say his name. Harry Jacobs. He's got an ad on the TV that just pisses me off, and it ought to piss you off. If you're a business owner, if you run your own business, you ought to be pissed, mad as hell at Harry Jacobs, because his commercial running for office says that if you elect him, he's going to go after every business he can go after because those damn CEOs shouldn't be allowed to rip you off. I'm going to tell you that 99% of the small business out there and the big business out there do not rip you off. They give you a hell of a deal for the products they give you, the service they give you, but they are a target. They have a target on their back, and this guy's coming after them. Harry Jacobs thinks that he's the man who's going to put it on you. Where do you go when the government screws you? You go nowhere. You can't go nowhere. All they do is say, turn around, bend over, we're coming at you. Oh, God. And now I got to talk about Jack Welch. I hate to do this, Chuck, but we need to take another break. I got to calm down just a little bit here. Do I have any news I can say real quick before I get out? Oh, yeah, okay. No, we're going to go real quick. We're going to take a break. I'm going to calm down, and when I come back, I'm going to get just really, I'm going to rip into Jack Welch, okay? If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this because you have a target on your back, and one of your own has made that target just a little bit bigger. A little scary, isn't it? You thought you'd go to work every day to make money for your family, your employers, your community, and there's somebody that says that you're just a lying, cheating thief, and he's one of your own. It's disgusting. You're listening to The Big Money, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, you, the American businessman. You listen to this station to make money. You're now listening to the show that makes sense. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Big Money on WORL.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
Sorry about that. Was that my fault?
We were taking a moment of silence.
That's what it was. We need that here. So we need people to pray for us. Please. Hey, you're listening to The Big Money right here on WRL. We do it every Thursday at 2 p.m. It's the only show that only promotes capitalism. We defend America's most persecuted minority, you, the American businessman, you who get up every day and go to work to create wealth, that work puts in more hours than God knows, I'm telling you. Hey, I'm looking at the Dow Jones. You know, I've been away for a couple of weeks here, and it looks like the Dow has been taking a hit here the last couple of weeks. And usually when this show's on the air, The Big Money, we usually get a rise here on the Dow Jones, but it looks like it's down about 130 points, which is not a good thing. But, no. You know, by next week, since we're back on the air, we'll get that thing to go back up in the right direction, which is up, 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 which is what this show is doing. By the way, we have something like, I think we're up to about 44 listeners now. We're doing really great, the fastest growing show on WORL. Hey, you guys need to visit some of my advertisers. You need to use their services. You need to buy their products, and I want to tell you about one. It's Unforgettable Moments. Now, this company takes your old 8mm, old movies, old slides you have, old pictures, and they put them on a DVD. They don't just put them on a videotape, VHS, like some of these companies used to do. He puts them on a nice DVD, so it makes it's just fantastic. So
what about if you have something like that, but it's been in the attic for like 10, 20 years, because my dad tells me that he's got some of me when I was a child about 20 years ago. Yeah. He says it might be in bad shape. He doesn't know.
Well, we got lucky. Ours, too. I mean, my dad took some movies of us when I was just a little toddler, 1-2 years old. And the people at Unforgettable Moments were just amazed on how good the film was. And he showed me some of the clips, and I'm like, man, the colors were bright. I mean, I don't know what they did. I don't know if they did it or if the film just happened to be stored correctly. But, I mean, I'm just amazed. I can't wait to get the finished product. You know, he puts fancy titles in there and puts music in there and makes it look like a really nice production. But I think they can save a lot of them. It, again, depends on how it was stored and what kind of film it was. But give these people a call, Unforgettable Moments, at 407-654-3163. If you have any, he even takes still pictures, and he'll make like a little video out of it and put some music in it, video. It's really cool, man. I can't wait to get the finished product. He showed me some of it, and it's just fantastic.
You know, film can deteriorate. And a CD or DVD won't do that.
Yeah, so. And it holds so much, it's incredible. I mean, they can put, like, all the film you have, like, on one DVD.
They can take VHS and do the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
I'm really
amazed. Yeah, 654-3163. Tell me you heard it here on The Big Money. You got to give these guys a call. Okay, let's get on with Jack Welch, because we're almost out of time here. You go to work. You're a businessman. You go to work every day. You get up early. You fight the damn traffic to get to where you work. You got to put up with employees who don't show up every day. You got to put up with suppliers who say, well, I'm sorry, I'm out of that supply. You got to put up with government regulation, taxes coming at you, city ordinances, county ordinances, Not only that, you got to put up with a lot of customers that come in there that don't know what the hell they're talking about. But again, you put a big smile on your face and you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we'll get that done. You earn your paycheck. Even if you're a big CEO like Jack Welch, this man, who is a former CEO of GE, probably the world's biggest company, took this company from almost bankruptcy and nothing and put it into an incredible business. He created so much wealth, not only for the company and the employees, but for the cities that they operate out of, the counties they operate out of, and look at the products they give this world. Jack Welch has done amazing things for this company. But now there's a lot of people saying that he's getting too much for retirement funds. Everybody's saying, you know, GE's paying for his shoe shining, paying for his restaurant tab, paying for a limousine service. He's using the corporate airplane. And everybody says, look at what the CEO's getting. I mean, he's just getting way too much. But look what he has done. And he did it without fraud. He did it on the up and up and took the company and created a $400 billion company out of what was going downhill. This man deserves whatever he gets from that company. He deserves it. He has the right to his profits. But he did the most devastating thing he could do to the American spirit. He got on TV and said that he feels bad because perception in some people's mind is reality. Well, not on this damn show. On this show, reality is reality. Jack Welch should not have done that. He shouldn't go on TV and say he doesn't deserve the limousine service. He doesn't deserve the going out to dinner and having the company to pay for it. He got less from that company than he's probably worth. And he ought to get this in retirement. But he has now done just incredible damage to the American spirit. How can we teach our children that you work and you earn what you get when he says that, it's perception makes me look bad, so I'm giving up all these perks. It's disgusting. At one time, Jack Welch was my hero. I'm beginning to think he's done the worst thing he could do to American capitalism. Perception is reality. Perception for reality is for those big gonads up in Washington who just want to get into your pants to take all your damn money. And you guys out there in the business community, I know it makes it sound like I'm yelling at you. I'm kind of yelling at you because you won't stand up for your right to make a profit. But that's okay. I'll take it on my shoulder. I'll put the world on my shoulder, and I'll go in front of anybody and defend your right to make a profit. Matter of fact, I want to give you a quote from somebody that hardly anybody out there probably never heard of this man, unless you're in the union. If you know union history, you probably know this man. His name is Samuel Gompers. He was the man responsible for bringing unions into the limelight. Back in the early 1900s, he went around and said, you know, you have the right to form a union. And this is the quote he said 100 years ago. And it's going to make a lot of you people in your union, and you liberals out there, and some of you conservatives out there, it's going to make you feel bad. But this is what a union man said. Are you ready? The worst crime against working people is a company which fails to operate at a profit. This from a union leader. I want you to think about that. The worst crime against working people is a company which fails to operate at a profit. Jack Welch took a company that wasn't doing very good and turned it into a profit-making machine, and now he apologizes for it because somebody pays for his restaurant tab, pays for his cars, pays for his retirement home, pays for his transportation. It's disgusting. Jack Welch ought to get up in front of the cameras and say, not only do I deserve these perks, I earned these perks. Unlike the big gonads up in Washington who have earned nothing, they get their pay raise by signing a piece of paper and taking it out of your wallet, whether you like it or not. Jack Welch earned his money. I got to calm down. Sorry about that, Chuck. Hope I'm not hurting you in any way.
No, I'm just doing a little research on Jack Welch.
Yeah, he's one hell of a man. And I feel bad that he had to go on TV and say he doesn't deserve these perks. Imagine, it probably tore him up inside to say that.
Anything to do with his divorce?
Yeah, that's how they got realize the perks he was getting because they had to open it all up. All right. But now he's apologizing for it. The worst thing a capitalist can do is apologize for making a profit. It is a profit that feeds this country. Not only this country, it feeds the rest of the world. And who knows what else. And I didn't even get to the poor fat people. We'll have to leave that for next week.
Now I'm looking at this one story where they're calling him another poster boy for corporate greed.
Corporate greed. There's not enough greed in corporate, in the corporate world. What we need is more greed in the corporate world. Don't get me started on that, Chuck. Stop doing that kind of stuff.
The woman taking defense for his wife, ex-wife, or whatever.
This man doesn't have to defend anything he's done, but how can he sleep at night now? How can you guys that work for a living know that your targets just got bigger on your back because this man says that you don't have a right for your profit? It's disgusting. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show, because I sure did, and it's already gone. I can't believe this hour is gone. You need to call the station and say, hey, you know, we need to get this show on the air longer, more. A better way to do that is to make sure you use the services of my advertisers and sponsors. That's the best way to do it. One of the best ones there is Unforgettable Moments right now, 407-654-3163. Or if you need a used car, what you call Orlando Motor Works, 291, what is their number? 299-0961. I don't even know my own advertisers out here. God, I'm losing it. Orlando Motor Works, if you need a good used car, 299-0961. Oh, man, I didn't even get to the joke today.
See the joke you told me earlier?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good joke.
Yeah, maybe next time. I didn't even get to the unions, and we were just talking about the union. Man, real quick here, in California, at all these shipyards, you know, where all the ships come from other countries into California, you know, from China and Singapore and all that stuff, they're threatening, the union's threatening to stop unloading boats. Matter of fact, they've had a slowdown in California, and if you notice that your shelves aren't being stocked as fast, it's because the union boys say that we're not making enough money here unloading these boats. These guys are pulling in $100,000 a year to unload a boat, and now they want to go. And they want more money now. You know, here's a union. You can go on strike anytime they want. And the media says these are good guys. They go on strike because somebody wants to, not give us what we're worth. Imagine if a company went on strike and told the workers to stay away. They looked at as evil. Hey, real quick, we're going to take AJ on the phone one more time, real quick. Are you back on here? How did you get back on the air?
Hey, listen, do you know when you're getting old?
Yeah, whenever I do this show, I get old.
No,
I feel old.
No, here's when you know you're getting old. When you're down to pick something up, and you're down there, and while you're down there, you say, what else could I pick up before I get up?
You got to stay down there for a while, huh?
Yeah.
I feel that way sometimes. when I hear some of the news, it just makes me old. Hey, thanks, AJ. That's great.
See you later.
All right, have fun. Hey, by the way, Reno didn't win. In case you're just, finding out that Reno did not win the election, or I guess the runoff, the primary for Democratic governor, two old white guys won. Yeah, so now on the Democratic side here in Florida, we have two old white guys who are going to take more of your money for the children. If you want to do something for your children, you need to tell your friends, your colleagues, anybody you meet on the street to tune in every Tuesday. God, I'm losing it already. Tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. to listen to The Big Money right here on WORL 660 AM, the Money Watch Radio Network. This is the show that's for the children, because we're bringing capitalism to America, the only thing that's going to save us, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. I'm on your side. Thanks for listening to the show, and we're going to be back here every week, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Make sure you tell everybody to tune in. Check out the website, thebigmoney.com. Now go out there and make some freaking money.
Listening to The Big Money. The Big Money is a production of the BIG Network. The producer of The Big Money is Miss Kimber. The designated driver for the BIG network is Stubby George. And J.D. Hoffman was produced by his mother. Tune in next week. Same bat time.